please smash the like button. For Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
I love that. That was clipped from one of my shows, I don't know, like a month ago. And it plays at the end of my podcast uploads into the different podcast realms. If you want the podcast form of the show, it's in the description below. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday. You know what that means? It's jam night. It is jam night. Anyway, I'm not going to start the show with the song. I'm going to end the show with the song. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Hopefully you guys had a good day, good week. It's a good day for me. You know, I woke up. I was alive still. Everyone, I see a lot of people asking what TDW is. That is the Donald.win. I'm going to talk about the demise of the domain, and that's all it is. They actually changed names, but the Donald.win is no more. So it is now Patriot.win. So we'll talk about that and what I know some things behind the scene. I had a guest that came on that was actually the person who owned the domain, Donald.win. And so that's, you know, so I'm going to talk about that. Then I want to talk about the mask. I put it in quotes, mandate, because he's Biden, I'm talking about. He's the only one that doesn't seem to be affected by it because he went into a federal building with no mask. That's right. He broke his own rules day one of being president. Are we surprised? Are we surprised? No. No, we're not. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. The troops. These troops, man, I can't believe it. They brought them all in for protection against the boogeyman, I guess, really is what it is, or a show of force or something. I don't know. To protect against the elites that were celebrating the inauguration. So we'll talk about that and their treatment because they were forced to go sleep on a cold parking garage floor. Ridiculous. And then I want to talk about Antifa and their antics have been increasing. Surprising? No, not at all. Because they don't want Biden either. They don't want anybody. They think the entire system is flawed and the whole thing needs to burn and crumble to the ground. And Twitter's actually doing something about it. They're starting to ban them. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Before we get into everything, I just want to say I got to give a special shout out to I got something in the mail today that it may be one of the coolest things that I've ever gotten. And I'm going to read this letter. This is from Eazy-E. Hey, Adam, my roommate and I have been fans of yours since we first saw you as a regular on the Timcast IRL show. We both watched Tim's videos throughout the day and appreciated the light humor and optimism you brought to the show and our day as a whole. Your level of chill was so infectious that we jokingly referred to you as the Beanie Buddha. Whenever you would drop some chill vibes and optimism to offset some of the more serious and depressing topics brought up by Tim, the Beanie Man. So with your own live show quickly becoming one of our highlights of our evening content lineup, we knew we had to come up with some way to show our thanks in a way more fun and silly way than just super chats. Eventually, I came up with the idea for this little guy. Wait for it. Wait for it. That's right. They actually made a Beanie Buddha. Look at this little guy. Look at him. It's a Beanie Buddha. It's got smash the like button on the back of it. This is incredible. I cherished this little guy. I mean, I just sat there and I was like, this is awesome. Beanie Buddha. I have a little Beanie Buddha, and they actually coined me as Beanie Buddha. That is a great honor. Said, we thought since you were the Beanie Buddha in our daily lives, helping us stay chill and optimistic, we could return the favor. We hope he can find a home on your show or maybe just an occasional guest appearance to remind everyone to stay chill and smash the like button. Well, you're absolutely right, Eazy-E. This man is going up on my shelf right now. This is history. You get out of the way. Oh, yeah. He will forever live right there on my desk behind me because that is so awesome. So thank you very much. Shout out to Eazy-E and his roommate for coming up, or her roommate. I, I just gendered them, whatever. But thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It says, thanks for the good vibes and the awesome songs. Thank you so much, Eazy-E. That is one of the coolest things someone has given to me. I've gotten some cool things. Someone actually made me this like button to smash. Is really cool. But that is incredible. I actually might have to move it because you can't really see it very often. Turn that light on. Anyway, so thank you for that. That is really cool. All right, so moving on. I just want to say, if you want to donate to me directly, you can by going to my site, adamkrigler.net/donate. I have a PayPal, Bitcoin. You can also send me physical things like a dope Beanie Buddha. I know it's kind of hard to beat the Beanie Buddha, though. Come on. I mean, who are we kidding? It's dope, a Beanie Buddha, right? You can also go check out my coffee company, Krigler Coffee. Really good, delicious coffee. Check it out if you want. If you into coffee, I don't know, it's delicious. I really enjoy coffee. You can also come join my locals. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to be on Twitter. They are purging people nonstop. Now they're starting to purge people on the left side also. It's getting ridiculous. So I don't know if I'm going to be on there much longer. I try to keep it, you know, fairly kosher. I don't know, we'll see. But come support me there. I definitely have a little more of a connection to people there. Twitter, I just kind of post and retweet stuff. I don't tend to, I don't respond very often. And I definitely respond more on my locals page. So, all right, let's talk about the Donald.win. It's weird that they changed the name to Patriots.win. I mean, it makes sense, but it's weird because I had the owner of the domain, the Donald.win, on my show on Monday. He joined me on the show. So we were talking about it, and he even said they're coming after him because he was trying to get ahead of some negative press that was coming his way because they wanted to pit the Donald.win as this hate site that helped incite the violence. I'm going to use quotes, the violence on the 6th. Okay, the Capitol Hill riot, as they keep calling it, and they're trying to make it worse than what it is. But really, it's like, you know, he was just like, look, I wanted to get ahead of it. And, you know, I just wanted to tell them, the mainstream media is the them in this situation, that, look, I you know, we have mods that do their jobs. Sometimes people do posts that we don't see immediately, but we try to, you know, curb any violence. You know, he was getting ahead of it, and he did a 2-hour interview basically saying, like, look, it's not their fault, and, you know, it's not, don't come after my family. You know, I want to protect my family. And they are calling him a traitor. They're trying, and I mean, I don't want to get in the middle of this battle. I'm just telling you what is the facts here. You know, they're calling him a traitor by going to even just simply catering to the mainstream media and, like, going and talking to them. So now, this is what happens to when you go to the Donald.win. This site cannot be reached. It refused to connect. Well, because it is no more. Now, he actually offered to transfer the domain to them, and they, I don't think they really cared for that because they created Patriots.win. So they switched it up to Patriots.win. It's the same site. You see, you know, the same header. You know, you got Trump and the eagle and the Trump, you know, the president seal. And then this is them talking about it. Now, they don't have the same stickies as they did a couple days ago when this first happened. I think it was maybe yesterday when it happened. I'm not sure exactly. Or maybe it was this morning. But they had all these stickies talking about what happened and the reason why. Now, at first, they were definitely coming down hard. They weren't naming him by name. But if you read the comments, everyone was saying his name anyway. But they were saying we had a rogue mod that, you know, totally screwed us over. Even though his name is Jody, by the way. He was on my show. It's not like his name is hidden. He literally was talking on my show on Monday. So Jody said, look, I'm paying for the domain out of my own pocket. I'm not even a part of it anymore. So he was actually hosting the site. It was like $60 a month or something like that. Just because. So he was doing it, and I even said to him, I'm like, why? Like, you know, you should cut ties. Like, there's zero reason that you need to hold on to it, give it to them, and, you know, stop paying for it. And he was like, well, I only want to give it to someone that I trust. And they basically said, forget you. We don't care what you have to say. We're going to start our own thing. And they did. So now it's Patriots.win. Now, they, you know, there's a lot of explanations on here, and it, essentially, they at first they were trying to blame a rogue mod, and that, you know, Trump isn't in the White House anymore. Now they're talking about how they're rebranding because the potential of Trump creating the Patriot Party. So they're saying, well, if he does in fact go with the Patriot Party, then we'll actually be ahead of the game and prepped for it because we'll be the Patriots.win. And now they're kind of not talking about anything that happened with the rogue mod. And I actually I've been talking to this here rogue mod that they're talking about. And he's even saying, he's like, you know, they said it's like, well, Trump's gone and that he's a traitor that lied to them. And he's like, I don't even know what how to deal with these people anymore, because he was trying to be nice. And he's even being attacked, you know, for trying to pass it on in a trustworthy source, which honestly, I don't even think it was worth his time to try to even do that. I think it would have been better to just be like, have it, whatever, wash my hands of this, you know, because I feel like it just dug a further hole, you know. But that's what happened to, you know, there's even an Ask Me Anything, and the people are just, I mean, they're brutal, man. The internet is a brutal place. That is all I can say about that. It is a brutal place. But speaking of the brutalest of the internets, I didn't even prepare anything about this. I just had to talk about it because it's hilarious. It is so funny that Biden's been president for 2 days now, and the only thing the internet's talking about is Bernie Sanders and his mittens. It's like it's become a meme phenomenon, and people are freaking out about it. They are putting him in almost any situation I can think of. In fact, I created a channel in my Discord just for Bernie's mittens. I made a little competition out of it because I want to just, there is so many good ones. I just want to show you one of the best ones. Here it is. I want to just show it, pass it on to my show. Boom, there it is. The best Bernie's mittens meme. That's right. It's me. They made me Bernie. It's Adam Sanders. I love my Discord. Shout out to my Discord. You guys are fantastic. Man, who made this? Was it the Chosen One? Yeah, I think it's... Shout out to the Chosen One. He always makes the dankest memes. And so that's really funny. So there is so many more. And I even said, I'm like, I'm just really happy that the internet can unite about something. You know, it happened to be mittens. And man, there is some good ones. So, but that one's really good. I love it. You know, it's funny. There's a story that's now floating around about those mittens those delicious mittens that I've got. Look how cold I am. I'm so cold. Oh, cold. All right, so these mittens here that I'm wearing, right? Well, Bernie's mittens. They were handmade by a woman who had her own mitten making a business. I guess she couldn't make them anymore because they were the taxes were too high, so she couldn't even afford to continue making it. And people were talking about it. And there's some people defending it, like, well, you don't have to pay high taxes if your business isn't doing very good. So it's like, so she must have been doing well for herself, but then she couldn't pay the taxes. So they were too high, so she couldn't pay any more. It's like, come on, man. It's a local business, small business. Wouldn't you want to help them out? I don't know. There should be some sort of level. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. But I'll be honest, I look pretty good in that coat. It's a pretty good coat. That parka. Parka? That's what it is. Is it a parka? I don't know. So I hope you guys know all about all of the different memes out there. I'm sure you do. I actually just tweeted out. I said, you know, how many people watch Portlandia? All right. You know, the put a bird on it. So now it's put a Bernie on it. That's what it feels like. People are just putting slang and Bernies on everything they can. In fact, who's going to make the sticker of just him sitting there? Come on. There's got to be a cutout, right? So we got to do it. We got to have a cutout of Bernie Sanders so people can just put a Bernie on it. okay, give me 1 second. Someone's spamming in my chat. I don't like the spam. You get hidden when you spam in my chat. Bye-bye. Anyway. All right, so let's move on to the next subject. I wanted to just bring some light to that because I thought it was hilarious. I want to talk about this mask mandate. And really, I'm going to loop this in with the whole hypocrisy from the left, because they're very good at it. They're very good at saying, you can't do this. You can't drink water, while they sit back and drink water. Oh, it's empty. Well, there's normally water in there, but anyway. But that's their whole plan, is to try to convince you that what they do is okay when they do it, but you're not allowed to do it. Case in point, this is from Donald Trump Jr. Imagine how much easier it is to run as a Democrat when you have a multi-billion dollar mainstream media complex willing to lie and run cover for you at all times. Our media is broken. I agree. Look at this. This is from the Washington Post. Trump campaign promotes false claim that Biden would end fracking. Man, they pushed that so hardcore. And even Biden said, no, I never said that. I would never ban fracking. Day one. Yes, we are following through with a fracking ban. Cutting off the oil pipeline. Goodbye, energy independence. Goodbye, 70,000 jobs. Almost 70,000 jobs just cut. First day in office. Nice job, Biden. Nice job. What are these people going to do? What are these Americans going to do? Huh? So what? Now oil price is going to go up because we're going to be forced to buy oil from other countries where we don't know how they regulate stuff. That's what the TTP was. It was locking us in to buy oil from third world countries, small like Malaysia. We were forced to buy oil from them. And if we stopped, they could sue us, the American citizens, and get our tax dollars because we decided not to buy from them anymore. Yes, this whole thing is a mess. But what does it boil down to? Hypocrisy. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you one thing and do something else. Classic politics. That's Biden in a nutshell. This is another thing. Actually, I'm gonna come to this in a second. Look, Joe Biden ditches a mask at Lincoln Memorial hours after mandating them on federal property. He said, "If you're on federal property, you must wear a mask." Period. And then went over to the Lincoln Memorial. Let's see, there's the picture of him. Granted, he's standing by himself, but he wasn't by himself the whole time. Well, there was a picture of him signing things with a mask on. By himself in the Oval Office. Why would you need a mask in the Oval Office? Aren't people checked all over the place, even just getting close to him? Why would he need a mask sitting on his desk at home? That's like me sitting here wearing a mask. Why would I need to wear a mask here? There's no one in this room. Okay, we got, sorry, Salty Bear. All right, don't give me that lip. All right, Salty Bear's a little upset I just said that. Look, but seriously, I'm here. I'm chilling by myself. Can you imagine how it would look if I was wearing a mask? What would be the point of that? To protect my microphone? I'm sorry, microphone. I'm breathing on you constantly, over and over. I probably spit on you all the time. It's probably a cesspool of germs. I should put a mask on the microphone too, so we're double masked. The hypocrisy is crazy. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Even worse, Biden's new press secretary was asked, well, how come he mandated the masks on federal property and then went ahead and didn't wear a mask? That's all I heard. And then she was like, well, you know, it was a celebration. Oh, it was a celebration. All I'm hearing is he doesn't have to follow the rules, right? He doesn't have to follow the rules that everyone else does. You have to do it because you're all plebs. You are all beneath him. He is now the ruler of America and can mandate rules for everyone else, but doesn't have to follow through himself. My goodness, that press secretary. I miss Kaylee, man. I do. It's just not the same. And then there's this weird thing that happened. I don't understand what happened here. This is a little bit different, but it's still something really weird, all right? Biden was walking into the place and straight up says, salute the Marines. Now, someone was joking in chat about it. Someone said, salute the Marines. Salute the Marines means salute them. Don't say salute the Marines. What does this mean? You know what it makes me think of, right? In an interview in 2014, maybe it was 2015, but I think it was 2014, Obama said to someone, man, it's tiring being president. Like, it'd be nice to wear sweatpants in a basement somewhere and just, you know, tell someone else what to do, what to say. Obama said that in an interview. Biden has been caught reading the teleprompter and saying stuff out loud like salute the Marines. Why would he say salute the Marines? Someone was telling him salute the Marines. Salute them. Don't say it. Salute them. Oh, God. Can you imagine how frustrated he must have been? I say he because I don't know who was telling him what. Now, this is obviously a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, YouTube. I feel like I have to announce that just to make sure. Okay. It's a conspiracy. I don't know if someone's actually telling him what to say, but it doesn't make any sense why he would say salute the Marines. If he's that old that he sees Marines and goes salute the Marines and keeps walking, like maybe that's just Joe Biden. Maybe he's just that old. What do you think? Do you think he's that ill? Maybe that's actually, it makes sense. Maybe they're trying to lead up to the 25th Amendment. This guy had an interview. He was speaking in front of a mic and he was like, he kept saying stuff and then coughing and saying stuff and then coughing. It's like, what is he coughing for? When you cough, that's the whole thing of wearing a mask. Look, I wear a mask when I go into the store. I don't want to piss anyone off. It's just like, fine, you know, I'll play my part. I'll wear a mask when I go shopping, and go to the grocery store, wear a mask, whatever, go into the post office to grab my Beanie Buddha that someone made for me, you know, which is dope. I'll still wear a mask. Like, that's fine, whatever. But I'm going to wear one at my home? No. I'm going to wear one in my car? No. I take that mask off as soon as I get outside, fresh air. Get some fresh air in my lungs. This is what we need. But what are they doing? They're setting up for the 25th? Maybe he actually was that cuckoo that he was like, salute the Marines. And looking at the Marines like, I just saluted you in my mind by saying salute the Marines. What do you think? You guys think that he was told to salute the Marines? I don't know. I'll tell you what I do think. It's weird. All right? It's weird. Anyway, let's move on to the troops. Because, man, these troops are... Look. Anyone who serves, to me, gains my respect instantly. They're choosing to use their life and their time, which is very our most precious commodity, I'd say, to serve us, to serve me personally, because I'm not, I never joined the military. I didn't, you know, I had things that happened in my life that led me to this moment that I'm in. I regret nothing. I love my life. But these people who choose to serve and protect us and go out and fight and potentially get killed for us, okay? You can be upset with the fact that they're out there fighting, but they still chose to do it, okay? So these National Guardsmen, they deserve our respect. Not to be used as a photo shoot, Nancy Pelosi. I'm just saying, because that's certainly what it seems like. Let's get them all standing up in line, get some pictures, get some motivational speech in front of them, and then the next day, send them to a garage because we can't, we want our bathrooms back, all right? We don't want these troops using our bathroom. There was one outlet, okay, and one bathroom with two stalls for these troops. They were sent into a parking garage, and it dropped to 40 degrees. It dropped down. So what are we doing? These guys felt like they were betrayed. Look at this. It's from Politico. We feel incredibly betrayed. Thousands of guardsmen forced to vacate the Capitol. It's ridiculous. Hours after U.S. police, Capitol police officials ordered them to vacate the facilities, sending them outdoors or to nearby parking garages after 2 weeks pulling security duty after the deadly riot of on January 6th. One unit, which had been resting in Dirksen Senate office building, was abruptly told to vacate the facility on Thursday, according to one guardsman. The group was forced to rest in a nearby parking garage without internet reception, with just one electrical outlet and one bathroom with two stalls for 5,000 troops. two stalls for 5,000 troops. Can you believe that? 5,000 troops trying to spend the night with just two stalls. That is brutal. That is brutal. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Temperatures in Washington were as low as 40s by nightfall. Yesterday, dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our lines, taking photos, shaking our hands, and thanking us for our service. Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to the corner of a parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed, the guardsman said. And I agree. I agree with you, guardsmen. You should never be treated like that. I think it is insulting. I can't believe that. You know, it's insulting. They just needed them for that photo op, just to make sure to send a message out there to the people that were going to storm the Capitol, which, how many people stormed Capitols? If you think if they stormed Capitols, they wouldn't report on it? Oh, no, that would be headline news for the next month. But there was nothing. Or trust me, we would have heard about it because they would have loved for something to happen. See, we knew it. We knew they were going to do this insurrection or erection, depending on if you're Schumer or not, because that's what he thinks. That's what he said. Straight up, he said that on the House floor. He said he was meaning to say insurrection and totally messed that up. Anyway, Trump calls treatment of troops disgusting and unforgivable. This is from Jack Posobiec, who he's got his inside sources per an advisor of Trump. Well, Trump went ahead and said Trump's given permission for the troops to stay at the Trump Hotel in D.C. Real leader. It's true. Here's let me see if I can. I don't know if you guys can hear it. There's some music playing. It's some nice lobby music. But here's them hanging out in the Trump Hotel. You know what? Come down and sit on our comfortable couches. Thank you, Trump. I appreciate that. You know, I could tell you what. A lot of people miss you, bud. And if you happen to be listening to my show, I would be honored to interview you or anyone in your family, but most importantly, you. I don't know if he listens to my show, but if you are a person who knows him or knows a person who knows him, please let him know if he wants an interview from just a real American who just wants to, you know, rap about what it was like and what you're going to do, I would be honored. All right, so that's dope. That's how you treat soldiers. Hey, you know, go stay at my hotel, period. Nice. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. Don't send them to a parking garage. It's insulting. Don't insult our troops. They do enough. Look at this. Madison Cawthorn. Good for you, man. He said he visited the soldiers who had been abandoned and insulted by our leaders. I brought them pizza and told them that they can sleep in my office. Nice. No soldier will ever, ever sleep on a garage floor in the U.S. Capitol while I work in Congress. Well, I mean, technically that's already not true because they slept in there. But you are right. Our troops deserve better. And this is him actually just pulling up and dropping out some pizza for everybody. Just talking to them while they're... Look at this. They're all in this garage. It's ridiculous. So... This is hilarious. Patriot, shout out to Patriot J. he's actually going to join my show next week. I don't know if you guys know who Patriot J is, but he's a conservative rapper talking about saving the day. He's good. He's got some good good songs. He actually won a Grifty Award. I don't know if you guys watch the Grifties, but you should go check it out. It's pretty hilarious. Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep held the first annual Grifty Awards. Very funny. Patriot J, congratulations on winning the Grifter of the Year in the music category. That's fantastic of you. But anyway, check this out. He goes, Jill saw Madison Cawthorn's video, which is the one I just talked about, and had a response battle for the soul of the National Guard. And she straight up is talking. She tries to, she brings them chocolate chip cookies, I guess. And she just wanted to say, she even said, you know, I'm a National Guard mom because Bo was in the National Guard. Her late son, was it her son or is she a stepmom? I don't know if it was actually her son. Either way, though, it did feel, I mean, I think he nailed it. She saw that you know, they were getting incredibly bad press because they sent him out there. She was like, wow, we need to do some damage control because we got the Republican, the brand new Republican, you know, young, about to make some changes, talking out about how they were disrespected. And it's like, oof, not a good look. We got to do something. Crowd control, damage control. Let's get on that. So she brought them chocolate chip cookies. Thank you. And I don't even know. Look, they're the ones that are standing in front of the Capitol. You know, it might not even have been the people that were in that were actually like these might have been people that had a warm spot to sleep in somebody's Congress building. I don't know where they were staying, but ridiculous. Ridiculous. So shout out to Patriot Jay because he nailed it. It was a response battle. Now I want to see it escalate. I want to see Madison come and just bring everybody cots and warm blankets, like, you know, maybe some tents, and then we'll see what Jill Biden Dr. Jill Biden has to do about it. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, I guess, that, you know, just keeps lengthening and lengthening. Oh man. All right, so that's you know, it is what it is. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about Antifa. Antifa, or Anti-Tifa, as some say. Yeah. So guess what they did? I bet you can guess. That's right, they're rioting again. Woo! They're marching in the streets. Because down with fascism. Well, Biden's now the fascist. In fact, the entire system's fascist. It wasn't actually Trump. They were just using him as the figurehead. Well, now he's out of the picture. Now it's Biden. We don't want Biden. We just want everything to burn. That's literally what they're doing. They're actually marching in the streets on the move. Oh, is it not showing? Why isn't it showing? Let me see if I can. Oh, there we go. Here they go. They're actually marching in the streets. Sorry, it's a little choppy. I don't know why it is, but yep, they're in the streets marching. Why? I don't know. They just want everything to burn. They're on the move. Little over 8 hours after Joe Biden was inaugurated. Literally the same day. Oh, he's in cool. All right. Well, now, because he said we are an idea, so we could probably get away with a lot of stuff because we're just an idea. So says the new president. You did that, Biden. You gave them that power. But what I find interesting, people have been talking about this for quite some time. Well, I did an interesting thing. So Andy Ngo, he lives in Portland, and he constantly talks about and reports on Antifa's antics and what they do. Well, it turns out Twitter's actually banning some of these people. He says Twitter has suspended several prominent Antifa accounts. The Base BK is one of them. The Base is an extremist bookstore in Brooklyn, New York, that has been used as an Antifa training center. Well, I just quote tweeted and just said Antifa.com. I'm sure a lot of you know what happens when you click Antifa.com. I'm going to do it right here. Clicking Antifa.com. What is this? What? Look at this. That's Biden. That's the White House's page. What? Whitehouse.gov? Well, why would that happen? You know what I find really weird? Like a month ago, if you did Antifa.com, it went to his webpage. Now you go to Antifa.com and it goes to the WhiteHouse.gov. Now, there's a part that I have a feeling, I suspect that it's a troll. All right? It's someone who doesn't like Biden at all and doesn't like Antifa at all and just happens to own Antifa.com. So they're choosing to do this, you know, like to antagonize and make people go, oh my gosh, you go to Antifa.com. Joe Biden must be in on it. It must be their lapdogs. I don't know about that. I think the owner of Antifa.com is an internet pro troll. Because that's some troll move right there. That's some pro troll move. Come on, you gotta admit it. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Trump owns that. You know what I mean? That man is definitely a master troll. For those who followed him on Twitter, you knew he was constantly trolling people. So, but it's true though. It doesn't matter. It still is a thing. Antifa.com goes to the White House. Biden, I'm talking to you directly right here, all right? To the new president, President Biden, you did that. You told them, you told the American public, you believe they are just an idea, okay? Ted Wheeler finally admitted, all right, well, they're actually a problem. We have to handle it. Great. Thanks, Ted Wheeler. Good job. After 8 months, a little late, after they were burning down your city and attacking you, and the night they attacked you, you finally said, all right, there's a riot going on. We got to handle that. After he, of course, was safe in his penthouse or wherever he was going. I just find it hilarious. Look at this. They're vandalizing the Democratic Party of Oregon building that was vandalized. Yep. And that was the day he was inaugurated, January 20th. Look at this. They're breaking down the Democratic Party stuff. So what? Now that they're blatantly, obviously not caring who is in charge, as long as there's someone in charge, they want the system to burn down. Hey, newsflash, someone will always be in charge. Okay, someone's always going to step up to the plate. When all those blue checks got banned from Twitter, guess what? I stepped up to the plate and I became warlord of Twitter. All right, I didn't lose that title. I'm still the warlord of Twitter, by the way. You know, unofficial, obviously, because you don't officially, no one anoints a warlord. You just become a warlord. You know, you got to just take the power and seize it. Look at Chaz, Raz of Chaz. Remember the warlord of Chaz? Those were the days back in 2020. Do you remember those? Remember those days when we had warlords raging across the land, getting interviews on news channels? I never got my interview, by the way, for being a warlord of Twitter. It's a little bit of a shame, if you ask me. It's a little bit of a shame. It's okay. You know, I'm not upset. You know, it's okay. But what I find interesting is the new press secretary, she fails to condemn Antifa when given the opportunity. Why wouldn't you jump on the chance? You know what she did? She said, oh, yeah, our troops are on the ground. We know what's going on, but we don't have any information of what's going on. What? How does that even make any sense? Your troops are on the ground. Your people on the ground handling it, but we don't have any idea what's happening. Granted, I'm paraphrasing, okay? That's not exactly how she said it. All right, obviously, you know, it's not the same, but it's the truth. That's what she's saying. Man, it feels like they don't. She has no idea what they're doing. And they're lobbing these softball questions to her. My goodness. So is President Biden, is he upset that he didn't get to celebrate with, you know, the people because the troops were here defending him? That is your question? Not the fact that day one, we have a convoy of 40 different military vehicles going into Syria on Biden's first full day of office. That's not your first question? Well, is he upset he didn't get to celebrate? What? She said he was celebrating. That's why he wasn't wearing a mask when he went to visit the Lincoln Memorial. Well, he was celebrating. Celebrating what? Returning us to war? I don't know if you knew this. He's sent troops into Syria. Yeah, that's right. We've got troops again in Syria. He sent a big old convoy. What does it mean? I don't know. But they're there. There's not much news media on it. Well, why not? Because people don't want to amplify the fact that he's ramping up all the military aspects of our government again. Yeah, it's happening. Now we got ISIS is back. They're claiming two suicide bombs in Baghdad the other day. I believe it was Baghdad. But two suicide bombs. And they're like, yeah, we did that. We're back. We're back, baby. Oh, good. Great. So we have an enemy. So now Biden could be like, well, we're in Syria. Now we got to go there, too, because ISIS is back. Watch, they find weapons of mass destruction. And then COVID-21 is going to come out. He keeps talking about how it's going to get worse. He doesn't have a plan. He's like, nothing can stop it being worse. Joe Biden, you said you had a plan. You've been ridiculing President Trump for months on end that he didn't do anything, but you had a plan. You said you had a plan. I have a plan. He said it multiple times. Well, I'll tell you when I get elected. He gets elected. What's the plan? Eh? What? This is my problem with Joe Biden. He talks like he's trying to convince himself and you. Don't we need this? we got to do this. We have to do this. And we also have to do this. And we can't do this without that. We got to do these things. Do you even know what you're saying? He doesn't. He doesn't even believe what he's saying. He's constantly trying to convince people things. Have some conviction, man. Have some, you know, power behind the thoughts. If you think something's going to happen, if you say you have a plan, say your plan. He doesn't do that. It's constantly this thing. Well, we got to do this, don't we? We have to beat the fear, but we know that it's going to get worse. Like, what? No, we don't. Don't we have a vaccine? Do your mask mandate, which you're not even going to follow? What? This guy, man. Biden is a joke. He's a joke to me. Every single time he speaks, it's just like, what? Do you even understand what you're saying? And even if you did understand it, if you believed it, how are you saying it the way you're saying it? Every single time he talks, it's like he knows it's not true, or he's trying to convince you that it's true. It's a constant political speak. You know, that's what it sounds like to me. He's just a classic politician. 48 years this man has been in government. Yeah, 48 years. Everyone's saying 47. It's 48 as of October. I don't remember exactly what year he started, but I did the math. All right. He started in October, and once October hit of 2020, it was 48 years. So he's going on almost 49 years in government. That's insane. That's almost 50 years. What has he done? What has he done? Oh, I could tell you what he's done. He's been racist. He's called out minorities for being racist about doing so. He supported busing. His own VP, Kamala Harris, called him out for being racist. She said, "I was one of those kids that you were trying to stop from busing in to get a better education. I was one of them. You were racist to me." She said that. Of course, she defended by saying it was just a debate, which means she's literally saying every single thing I say you can discredit because, you know, when I say something, it means absolutely nothing. I don't think she understands the implications of what she was saying. It was a debate. Oh, but did you believe his accusers then? Or did you not believe his accusers when you said it? So were you lying then or are you lying now? Which is it? Because you were clearly lying. One of those two. I still think Tara Reid was correct. They swept that under the rug. They got all the top, you know, Alyssa Milano, well, you know, believe all women, unless it's someone who's going to help us topple Trump, the evil guy, the evil dictator that lost in an election. Dictators don't lose in elections. He was trying to follow the constitutional law to show that he won, all right, through legal means. That is not what a dictator does. These people have been brainwashed. But regardless, they got all of these top people. Well, believe all women. Well, you know, it's not credible. It's not credible? Her mother went on Larry King on an interview that was deleted because it made it more credible. That was corroborated by that people working in the office. What? Or the countless videos of him sniffing inappropriately different women and children? That doesn't ring a bell? No? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Kamala Harris called him out on it, and now she, you know, now it's okay. Now it's fine. Well, you know, it was a debate, all right? For one, it was a debate, and then it was before he picked me as his VP. So, you know, I gotta, you know, give him props. He picked me. So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, too. He even said, before he announced who it was, he's like, "I'm going to pick a woman because we need a woman, and I'm going to pick a woman of color because we need a woman of color." Well, throw meritocracy out the window, right? I mean, we just need diversity. We just need to make sure all different colors are represented. You know, forget meritocracy, which, between you and me, don't tell anybody. I think that's the way to go. Meritocracy is good. We need to keep with the meritocracy. Why? Because I feel people need to earn their position. I want people who made their way to the top positions because they earned it, okay? I want those people proving themselves. Look, I earned my keep. I personally like to earn my keep, all right? I don't like hand-me-outs. I like to earn my spot and prove myself and prove that I belong in any position that I take, no matter what it is. I want to prove, and I want anyone who looks at me and said he earned his way there. I don't want any doubt there. And I would suspect someone like anyone, like, for example, Kamala Harris, don't you think that would bug her? That she's talked about, she's the first woman. She was picked because she was a woman. He said that he was going to pick her because she's a woman and a woman of color. Not because she deserves it, not because she's the best person for the job, not because she's fit to be the vice president, because she's a woman of color. That's it. Those two, woman and a woman of color. Now, if someone in her, a woman and a woman of color earned that and deserved it, sure. But she's proven that she was against Joe Biden. She was calling him out for being racist. In fact, I agree with her. I think Joe Biden is racist. I think he's one of the more racist people in government right now. And he's the president. And they've been yelling all year about systemic racism. He's literally the figurehead. They convinced you, obviously not the many of my viewers aren't the people that I'm talking about right now, but they convinced a massive group of people in this country that there is systemic racism, and the only person who's going to be able to solve it is Joe Biden. That's funny. There's some humor in that, right? I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up. This literally happened. Gosh, just look it up. If you don't believe me, I've seen people like, well, prove that he's racist. Prove it. Sure, type in Joe Biden is racist on YouTube. Get flooded with different videos of him saying crazy racist things. Look at the crime bill. Joe Biden literally made it impossible if you were put into a federal prison to educate yourself, to further educate yourself. As soon as you were in there, which he was like, these people are animals. Put them in there. Don't let them get a higher education. It removed the ability to get a higher education. That's messed up. Okay, I even posted it on a friend of mine's page, and he was like, well, some of these things are good. I'm like, okay, do you skip over that part where it says people that are put into the system can't further themselves? So he basically made it so that they are locked into the system. Once they get booted out, they're back right where they started. Instead of before 1994, if you get put into a prison, you could further yourself. All right, you can go to school, you can educate your mind, and leave prison with a GED, with a college education, to have a career path, some sort of future that you can see. He ended that, and he was literally talks about targeting minorities. It is insane. So the fact that people think that he's going to be the guy that's going to solve systemic racism, when they've convinced people that segregation is a good thing now. Yeah, they're literally trying to segregate everybody. That's nuts to me. I didn't grow up with segregation. I don't want segregation. I think it's a terrible idea. They're furthering a racial divide. I don't want to further any racial divide. I want to come together as Americans, as Earthlings, as Terrans, as some people might say. We all bleed red. We all have emotional problems, all right? Every single one of us. No one's safe from emotional issues because we are complex human beings. We are social creatures. Everyone has a different upbringing. Anyone could be a dick. Anyone could be awesome. Anyone. God, I'm so sick of it. All right. Oh man, I have been ranting. My goodness, I am. I'm having a good day though. I hope you guys are having a good day. You guys having a good day? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna roll the die right now. You guys know this. I have a little die here. White Lasagna Gate bought me, and I'm gonna roll the die. First person who guesses that number that I just rolled wins absolutely nothing. You win absolutely nothing. But I will shout out your name on live on air. All right. I'm going to get into some super chats, and then I'm going to play some music. Some people asked for The Forge. I'm going to play The Forge in a little bit. I'm going to play, I might play Green Tea. Someone asked for Green Tea, although it's a little chill. Maybe, I don't know if you guys do have some songs that you want to play, that want me to play, I will definitely play them. Here comes the numbers rolling in. All right. No one's, oh, already right off the bat, B-Mons, it is 12. Congratulations. It's so funny that was fast. Normally it takes a while. Congratulations, B-Mons. It was 12. Good for you. All right, so I'm going to be reading some super chats, and then I'm going to be jamming out on some songs. I got my lovely guitar Eve here. She is beautiful. And man, if you haven't seen the Beanie Buddha, I got to bring him back because you guys might have missed it. This is the Beanie Buddha, which someone actually coined me the Beanie Buddha because hey, I got to shout it out to Eazy-E. It was so cool. I really love that. Your chill was infectious that we jokingly referred to you as the Beanie Bro. Eazy-E, I love this letter. This is one of my favorites. Thank you so much. I like to keep it up. I like to keep it positive, you know? But the Beanie Buddha is forever one of my favorite things that anyone's ever given me. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. It's going to be in my office forever. Smash that like button. It's on the back. Listen to the Beanie Buddha. If you haven't smashed that like button, smash it. Smash that like button. And also subscribe if you can. I don't know if you noticed, my channel's actually growing again. I'm excited. It's finally growing. So please share these videos. Hit subscribe if you haven't. Hit that notification bell because a lot of people tell me YouTube still doesn't inform them that I go live, which I go live 6:30 to 8 every single weekday, Monday through Friday. And I always appreciate you guys showing up. But definitely sharing these videos definitely helped me grow. I definitely appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to read some super chats, and then I'm going to play some songs, because it's jam night, yo. All right, let's see here. Minion says, play the song called You Know the Thing. I don't have a song called that, but that's good. It could be anything. Inside of the Ages says, we should aggressively reject Twitter's banning of Antifa. Hopefully they will learn what fascism actually is. Help them see. You have a good point. And you're right. We should reject it because all banning is wrong. Anyone can just block it. I don't want to see that anymore. Block. Okay? Now I had Eliza Blue on my show last night. Certain things should be banned. Okay? Not conservatives that say things you don't agree with. Okay? And Antifa, well, see, if they're calling for violence, maybe. Or if there's child porn on there, that should be taken off. Don't you agree? I certainly do. That shouldn't be on there. So certain things should be taken off. All right. But just banning people that say stuff you don't agree with. So you have a point. We should reject it. I don't know what they were talking about, but I can only assume that they were banned for trying to incite violence because it seems like they're trying to be on that, you know? Steven says, the only reason Antifa is getting banned is because the useful idiots serve their purpose and are no longer needed. The establishment is back in control and all forms of dissent and potential threats are now being crushed. Exactly. They serve their purpose. They kept trying to say, this is Trump's America. No, it's not. It's Antifa burning stuff down. It's the emotional minds of people being whipped into a frenzy because they're convinced by the mainstream media that systemic racism is oppressing them. Even though people from all over rush in to riot and steal stuff and then go home, leaving those small towns burnt. Look at Minneapolis. Most of the people rioting there didn't live there. They just went there, burned and rioted and take stuff, and, you know, stolen stuff from all over the place. It's crazy. Chet Chisholm, hey, super spreader Biden spraying COVID and bovine fecal matter all over the place and costing thousands of Canadians their job and our country billions. Wow, that is a spicy comment right there. But it's true. He's ending the pipeline. I saw Trudeau actually was like, how dare he, you know, because it actually costs Canadian jobs also, doesn't it? Because the pipeline was, there's a new one that was supposed to come from comes straight down instead of over and down. I don't know exactly the path of it all, but yep. Luke, thanks for that super chat. Willy Billy the Hillbilly says, just started watching. Is the Discord open? No, it is not. I only open the Discord every so often. So it's not going to be open for a little while, unfortunately. We have to let people in and slowly make sure everyone's cool, because there has been some people that have tried to bomb my Discord. Lars and Rune said, stay laid back and chill, Adam. Don't worry, be happy. I like that song a lot. Don't worry, be... That was really bad, but you get it. Whatever. Good song. Thank you, though. That's good advice. I like it. Acoustic Theory says, in my opinion, Trump's new party should be called the American First Party. That would make it very difficult to speak against. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, Patriot Party, they're trying to make Patriot synonymous with terrorists, which is ridiculous. Vashed 1985 says, fracking is natural gas. That's home heating, bro. Yeah, I know. People don't really understand. They just have been convinced it's the boogeyman, even though they all use natural gas. Where does it come from? I mean... No one makes this connection. They're like, it's so bad, and then continues to use it via their heat, home heating, when it's cold outside. Well, turn the heat up. Well, do you know where that heat... These people, man. Jonathan Powell says, who is John Galt? Someone keeps asking me that, and I do not know. Simping Farida said, Biden is already following in Barry's footsteps on getting rid of people's jobs. Up to 70,000, I believe, on the first day. Rob Ingram says, dude, you should get a bottle of Angel's Envy bourbon. Trust me. Also, can you shout out my Twitter handle, Critical American? There you go. I just did. And in fact, somebody sent me a bottle of Angel's Envy bourbon, and I still have it. It actually might be my favorite bourbon that I've ever had. I don't normally like bourbon. I'm more of a peaty scotch kind of a drinker. But it was actually pretty good. I liked the Angel's Envy. And by the way, thank you, whoever sent me that. I don't know who sent it. It just arrived one day. And back on the Timcast IRL show, they opened all the mail without me. It frustrated me to no end. But there was just a bottle of the whiskey. And they're like, well, we assumed it was for you because it's whiskey. And I'm like, who is it from? They didn't know. So thank you to whoever sent me that. And if anyone would like to send me whiskey, you are more than welcome to my P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Wink, wink, wink. Wink, wink. I like my whiskey. All right, let's see here. IOG says, God gave you integrity. Use it. Well, I'm certainly doing my best. Thank you. Simping Farida said, it's pathetic how our government treats our military. My dad was a vet and was mistreated. That's why I refuse to serve. I understand that. Yeah, it is a shame that people disrespect anyone, but especially our military members. They don't understand the sacrifice that they're making for us. DK Records, I am a live streamer, been banned 3 times on DLive. Wait, really? I thought DLive was one of those things people were suggesting to go to because it's an alternative source. But who knows? I don't know. Nick Mass says, I 100% agree that our time is our most valuable commodity. You only live once, so make the most of it. Also, that Buddha is sweet. I know. Isn't it awesome? My Beanie Buddha, which is me. I'm the Beanie Buddha. I love this so much. It is definitely one of my favorite nicknames I've ever been given. The best nicknames are ones that other people give to you. Beanie Buddha is fantastic. I love it so much. Let's see. And thank you, Nick, for that huge super chat. I really do appreciate you. David Hogan says, look up Umphrey's McGee. They're a 6-piece progressive rock/jam band. They have a mashup of Thriller/Another Brick in the Wall, and their originals are fire. I have heard Umphrey's McGee. I do like them. They're pretty good. Yeah. Antifa says, we run from fair fights. Nice. Raven says, not trying to get my hopes up, but the plan is getting more and more like we need it to be true. I mean, people are still talking about the plan, really? I mean, I don't know, man. a lot of these people need to let it go, I think. Kamala Harris says, I'm thinly veiled ghetto trash. Jeez, troops shun me. My goodness. Another channel just subscribed to my channel. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. IWD says, the family of Kamala Harris has been accused of being connected to the Shower Posse, a right-wing death squad that moonlit as drug cartel out of Jamaica. I don't know anything about that. I don't know. Batgoat says, freely. All right. Well, I will play freely. That sounds good. As soon as these super chats end, I'll play freely, and then I'll play the Forge also. Vincent says, sneak onto Timcast and hug Ian. He really needs hugs. Too much tension built up inside him. No, what he really needs to do is just come back and join me on my show sometimes, because the energy over in my studio is nice. Chef de Jure says, hey, Adam, enjoy a vegan pizza on me. Thank you so much. They're a little bit more than that, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I do make my own pizza, actually, so I guess it probably would cost a little less than that. Thank you. Thank you. Either way. Josh Eldridge says, your rant on Biden and systemic institutionalized racism was perfect. What size controls every institution? Mainstream media, Hollywood, Wall Street, sports, culture, big tech, big corps. The left. Thank you. I agree. Yep. Anton says, I think it's weird that so many artists are socialists. I'd be scared to be an artist in a socialist government. You might get to paint or make music all day, but if the government interprets your work as anti-state, you're done. Yeah, it's pretty insane. I don't think people don't realize, the net, or that's being spun, the web that's being spun around them all. It's clear to me. Don says, I'm unfortunately at work when you stream, but I try to stop in to throw a like if I can. Keep being an independent-minded American, and I'll keep busting it at a dead-end job. Good for you, Don Face. Thank you so much for tuning in, even though you can't hang out with us live. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you for your like. Just that single like from Don deserves a spin of this here UFO. Don, if you're listening to me right now, this spin is specifically for you. Get that UFO spinning. All right. That was for Don and only Don. Just letting you know. Sorry, everybody. That was not for everyone. That was only for Don Face. Honest Heart says, do you... Oh, I just got a super chat jump. Oh, my goodness. Where did I go? Here we go. Do you also sell hot chocolate? No, I do not. Just coffee. Although I think I might try to do tea. People have been asking about tea. So I don't know. Willie Billy the Hillbilly says, is chewing tobacco vegan? I guess so. I've never looked into it because I don't partake in chewing tobacco. I would assume it is because tobacco plants. I don't know. Mark G says, John Galt is a character in Atlas Shrugged. Also, buy Krigler Coffee. Nice. Thanks for that little plug. Atlas Shrugged. I don't even know what Atlas Shrugged is. What is that? I guess I should look it up because people have been suggesting it. Atlas Shrugged trailer. All right, I'll check it out. Sejan the Great says, John Galt is a character from Atlas Shrugged. Wow, you guys were on top of it there. Individualist inventor believed in humanity. All right, I like that. Sounds like I'd like him. Honest Heart says, can you sing The Forge, please? Also, good job. Thank you very much. I will be playing The Forge tonight in a little while. As soon as I get through these super chats, I'm gonna pick up my guitar and jam out a little bit. Daniel Irving says, have you been on PocketNet? What do you think about it? It's the first social media alternative site that I liked immediately, despite its bugs. I haven't heard of PocketNet before. I have been hard-pressed even jumping on Gab and my locals page, between my Discord, and now I'm actually doing Twitch streams again. After this show, I go stream on Twitch. I got my buddies Red Dead Online. It's only $5 right now in the Steam store, which is insanely cheap for such an incredible game that it is. So Red Dead Redemption 2 is so good, but Red Dead Online is just a purely online version of the game. Fantastic. It's only $5, so I got it for my buddies. I actually got it for Ian as well. So we've been playing. Last night we were jamming. We'll probably jam again tonight. We'll see. It's really fun. So IWD says, you should look up The Mouse Utopia Experience by Calhoun, the decay in mouse society mirrors what's happening now almost as if it was were a manual. I don't know much about that, but okay. Mark G says, times will get hard, but my motto for 2021 shall be, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I will get this stuck in your head. No, you won't. I am immune to that. And in fact, I actually really liked that album of theirs, and that was the worst song on their album. So, nice try. Long Fei says, Adam, any idea why Tim looked so happy on the Lauren Chen episode? By the way, MAGA. I have no idea. I do not watch that show at all. So, no clue. No idea. Hydro says, the Fat Buddha was a Zen monk called Budai who lived in China around the 10th century, also 1,600 years after historical Buddha. Well, this here is the Beanie Buddha, and he is currently alive in all of us right now. Sheldon says, if people still believe Q, look up Operation Trust. It's a psyop to install communism. Yes, back in the early 20th century. Yep, exactly. It's awfully similar. Yep, just as a psyop. That's what a lot of people are saying. Andrew says, Texas fracks on private land in 98% cases. As we were as busy as ever, I'm sorry for my northern colleagues. Hope these restrictions won't last. Otherwise, everyone will feel a major price increase. Yeah, gas prices, they're going to go up for sure. David Hogan says, Melancholy Hellhound also love the coffee. Thank you, David, very much. All right, put it on the list. Melancholy Hellhound. So we got Freely, The Forge, and Melancholy Hellhound. Those are the three songs I'm going to be playing. I did play them Wednesday night, but I'll definitely play them tonight. Jeremy said, read the book Atlas Shrugged. Oh, it's a book by Ayn Rand. Okay, before watching the movie, my treat. Oh, okay. So it's a book and a movie. All right. Atlas Shrugged. Yeah, look into it. Kelnorth says, Twitch is extremely censorious of conservatives. Be careful on Twitch. I know it's true. I do hear about that. Although I go to Twitch to play games. All right. I don't talk about politics on Twitch. I talk about games. I talk about different games. I talk about, and I'm gaming with my gaming buddies. So this is my show. I obviously talk a lot about politics and things that are going on, news and whatnot. So when I'm on Twitch, I definitely shift gears. It's more of a relaxing time for me. I don't, I am live, but I don't treat it as much as this show. You know, I keep this show very, I was going to say streamlined, but I can't actually say that because I don't know. It's more of like my stream of consciousness of how I'm, understanding what's going on through the day, and you guys get to basically witness it. So it's a little different, but I try not to go political on my Twitch channel. Jason says, I bought a Victorian desk bell for you. It is being sent to you now to your P.O. box. You should get it February 1st. A Victorian desk bell. So I can actually go ding, 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 ding. Oh, Jason, that is so cool. I am very excited for that. The only thing I would be bummed about is that you might not be able to see it. Maybe I'll have to, figure some way to have it on here where I can actually ding it. So that's really cool. I like that. Sonny, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Sonny James says, people think Marxism is simply an economic system. It's not. It controls who you engage with and who you even have intimacy with, right up with if you're worthy to procreate. My goodness, that is craziness. Brewmaster Monk says, Trump supposedly has a lawsuit being seen by SCOTUS today. The House let out early today and wiped next week's schedule. The D.C. National emergency is over on Sunday. This is the last chance for any plan. What plan could have? I was never in Q. All right, I paid attention to what was going on all aspects of everything, so I know what they were wanting to have happened. But really, there, you really think something's going to happen still? Man. Jay Rico says, seeing the troops in that garage really pissed a lot of us off who have fam in the service. Can't believe these are the people who sent our fam to war. I agree completely. Jeremy says, not Jeremy. Come on, man. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not Jeremy. It's Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I apologize to you. My bad. I'm just on auto mode. And I even said your name wrong right now as you corrected me. I'm going to spin the UFO for you. Everyone who's watching me right now, turn away. Don't look at the camera. This is for Jeremiah. Jeremiah, this is a spin just for you. I apologize. My goodness. How rude of me. There we go. This is for Jeremiah. There you go. All right. Excellent. All right. Very cool. That's for you. I apologize. I won't make that mistake again. I swear I won't. Mark G says, can we get a Krigler coffee jingle? Ooh, that's good. That's a good idea. I'll think about that. Yeah, a little Krigler coffee jingle. Yeah, I should. RG Merkel says, come on, Ma. Wait, where am I? And who are you? Nice. Clayton says, what I'm worried about is how the Dems claim unity but treat it as capitual to our demands. Some kind of unity. Yeah, this is ridiculous, these people, man. They don't care. They don't care about the average citizen. Because the average citizen probably voted for Trump, honestly, if you ask me. Jason says, the bell is almost as big as your UFO. Cool. Man, I can't wait to see it. A Victorian bell? That is cool. I'm excited about that. Thank you. Josh and Jesus says, if the military won't help us, freedom is over. Well, I think they would. Honest Heart says, Karl Marx was an incel. Prove me wrong. I'm not going to try. Well, he actually wasn't. I know for a fact he had a wife and kids, and he was actually a very caring father. I did a deep dive on him. You can go watch it if you'd like. Robert Wilde said, I just joined your locals, but I don't have the money to pay the money for both YouTube and local. I want to tell you about something bad. Be blessed. Look, Robert, I would actually prefer that you support me over on locals instead of YouTube, because YouTube takes a bigger cut. And YouTube and locals is, I don't know, it's a smaller company, you know, going up against bigger tech. I would much rather prefer people support me there. But thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Fernando Martinez says, the best is yet to come. I'm still waiting for that proof. David Hogan says, come on, man. I banned fracking and sent troops to Syria. That's not what we asked for. No one wanted that. Gosh, ridiculous. Jason Dix says, you can play some next to your Tumblr back there, just to your left. Oh, yeah. This is someone actually sent me this. I was drinking coffee from it today. Adam the Spinner. I love this thing. It's very, very cool. Yeah, I don't know. There's normally nothing over there because this is where I keep my controller. I got my gaming setup on this side. I Rep Fatherhood said, my entire channel, the I Am a Megatron show, got nuked because of my episode Hydroxychloroquine. I've since rebranded myself. I always wanted to encourage fathers to be better dads. Well, I respect that. I appreciate that for sure. Accountability. You know, my father taught me when the going gets tough, you buckle down and work your butt off to support your family. I watched that and I learned that from my father. You know, he showed me what it's like to be down and to struggle to work, you know. And then he started his own business and it was successful, and he supported me. And it was incredible to see. I learned that, you know, I still have a solid father. So I definitely shout out to my dad. If you're watching, what's up, Dad? I appreciate you. Rob Ingram says, also, I am an alcohol nerd. I'll send you scotch suggestion every episode. Dalmore 12 year. I've had it. Delicious. Very nice. But I like where your head's at, Rob. By all means, send me suggestions. All right. I like that a lot. All right. So I'm going to play a couple tunes. I'm going to take a little swig of whiskey, you know, to get the pipes all a little warmed up. I have a little bit of a, you know what I mean? Mm. Oh, that is good. I think this is Lafroig. No, it's not. It's Lagavulin. I got Lagavulin in there. Good stuff. Someone said, you still monetized? Yeah, what do you mean? Am I still monetized? Of course.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, YouTube loves me.
I hope. Honestly, they must really be okay with me because I have been, obviously, a Trump. I was a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump. I talked about the voter fraud, which they said they're going to ban people for talking about. It didn't stop me. I kept talking about it. I reported on the things that I believed were deserving to be reported on, and I'm still here. And I'm still monetized. And in fact, it feels like more people are seeing my channel than average. You know, that all my numbers are going up. And I think it's because after the election, they were like, all right, we got it. Like, we can we don't have to suppress anyone anymore that is talking about stuff we don't want anyone to talk about.
Let me bring this other guitar over, or the other mic. This is the mic for the guitar. All right, I'm going to play...
Wait, YouTube loves me?
Yeah, they do.
What are you talking about? Why is that such a surprise? I'm gonna play freely first.
Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, it's the magic. Don't forget it, it'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside.
All right, that is freely. Thank you all so much for hanging out. This is the Friday Night Jam session. We used to do it over on the Timcast IRL show, and I'm just maintaining that wonderful tradition of the Friday Night Jams. I had a couple people that asked for a few songs, so we've got... That was freely. We got Melancholy Hellhound and The Forge coming up. Someone asked me to wait until later to play The Forge. I did, and now I'm about to jam The Forge out. This is my newest song called The Forge.
You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. What you will, it's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burn down the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. All of them. We must move forward.
All right, that is my new song called The Forge. Man, I can't wait to record that song. I heard a rumor from me. I'm telling you right now, this is it's not actually a rumor. It's something that I'm doing. I am recording this weekend. That's right, I'm actually going to put down some music, and I'm going to put it out there. That's right, I'm going to do some actual recording, and Nisha is going to work her musical magic and make me some studio versions of some of my songs, and I'm going to be starting them this weekend. I've been writing some new stuff, gathering some of my music, and I'm gonna make some new stuff happen. Really excited about that, and really thanks to all of you for being there for me. I would like some water, but the water's out, so...
Well, I don't want your money, I just want some wine. Yeah, give me some of your honey, I promise I'll take my time. Oh, welcome to the heartache, it always feels the same. Yeah, well, I find myself growing senseless to the pain. Yeah, you can stretch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end, you'll find me. Oh, well, I don't want your pity, your way. Oil our trudging through those muddy waters, yeah, without faith. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl and figure it out, but in the end, it's just me. Judgmental eyes. Only difference being it's just not worth my time. Yeah, cause I welcome all the heartache. Oh, it brings tears to my eyes. Yeah, those tears remind me. Crawl, figure it out. In the end, it's just me.
All right, that is Melancholy Hellhound. Woo! It is hot in here now. I am sweating. All right, I'm gonna read some of these here super chats. I got a couple more super chats coming in. Let's see here. Corey Hill says most of the Permian Basin in West Texas is federal land, i.e. university leases. Interesting, interesting. Mark G says, YouTube won't ban Adam because he's the hottest streamer here next to Matt Christensen. Hashtag Sims for Adam. Thanks, Mark G. Melissa K says, love when you play almost as much as when you spin that UFO. What do you mean, like this? Ooh, this is for you, Melissa. Thank you. Oh, oh, that's nice. Oh. Oh, that is good. All right, sorry. All right, let's see. Metal Gear Tack says, I have a great idea. Make over $1,000 a week, spend $800 a week on my sister's hospital bills, in major debt, but life is still great. Got a bed, water, and food. Props to you, Metal Gear. Good for you, man. That's what I'm talking about. Believe in life's great. I mean, it's tough, but you're still making it happen. Props out. Shout out to Metal Gear Tech. Carnell says, hey, vegan bro, long time no super chat. Any thoughts on having Michaela Peterson on the channel? Also, when will we see the misses on the cast again? You two are the best. Inquiring minds want to know. She is always welcome on the show. And both Michaela Peterson and the misses... Man, I would love to get Michaela on the show. She is always welcome. I would love to get Jordan Peterson on the show as well. A lot of people are shouting out some really incredible guests. I don't know if I'm able to get some of these people on my show, but it would be fantastic, though. I would love to have them on. All right, so any other songs you guys... Oh, here we go. Melissa K just said, made my night. Thank you. Oh, well, no, thank you. Seriously, I appreciate you, Melissa. That's very kind of you. That's nice. All right. Some people are asking for the Discord link. I'm not going to open the Discord. I only open it on special occasions. I'll probably do it maybe moving forward once a week. Maybe I'll do it on Fridays. I'm not going to open it today because I wasn't prepared, and I'd like my mod team to know when I open it. Jay Rico says, P.S. Thanks for bringing some positive into these crazy times. It is my pleasure, Jay Rico. I do try to, you know, stay optimistic and positive, and I want to bring that to you guys, you know, to remember that life's good. You know, this is a good time to be alive because this is you being alive. So you can't convince me that I'm wrong there. Nick Alex says, I was watching about an hour behind, but as soon as I heard the request, I got to work. Bernie sticker just for you. Oh, Nick Alex, yes. Oh, I'm so excited about that. Bernie stickers should need to be a thing. Put a Bernie on it. I love it. Thank you, Nick. I'm so excited. Kelly Selnow says, loving the coffee. Currently on the Covfefe blend with Peruvian and Ethiopian waiting in the wings. Also, you should collaborate with Clark Family Kids. You both rock out the blues. Cool. Thank you so much. I'm glad you really enjoy my coffee. Thank you so much. And you ordered a couple different blends. Thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate that. Honest Heart says, can you sing Smelly Cat? I did get demonetized when I played all those covers on my 100th episode. Totally worth it. I regret absolutely nothing. But I would prefer not being demonetized moving forward. So I don't know if I'm allowed to even sing Smelly Cat. Friends would probably come. NBC. Who owns that? Probably NBC. I don't know. That Simple Note says, where are you going to put your music? YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp? I am going to be putting it on adamkrigler.net. I'm going to be selling it through my own website so you can come directly to me and buy songs from me. So it's going to be awesome. Cutting out, there is literally no middleman. You just come on by and, you know, you could support me directly. I'm pretty excited about it. So, yeah. Kim Lago just says, I wish Adam looked at the non-paying chats. I do, by the way. I do tend to, I mean, I see them, but, you know, the chat's so fast, you know, and I'm live. I gotta be on my toes. So it's very rare that I actually get to pick up on some things. So I see Robin Snyder just said, got my fourth bag of Krigler coffee and I love it. Thanks, Mom. That is, in fact, my mother, who's in chat, who just said she got her fourth bag of Krigler coffee because she knows where the good coffee's at. She knows where the good stuff's at. It's right. It's my stuff. She gets a good coffee. But you can, too. All you got to do is just go order Krigler coffee. It's delicious food. Mom, you got the discount code, right? I'm sure she does. There's a friends and family code. You know what I mean? I got to hook up my friends and my family. Anyway. I love it. Someone just said you should have Tim Pool on as a guest on your show. I would love to have that on. I actually asked him, and he said he'd be down to come on for an interview. I am looking forward to that. It's going to be good. All right. You guys can tune in later tonight when I go Twitch with my homies. We're going to play some Red Dead Online. My Twitch channel is really easy to find. It's just simply twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. If you don't know how to spell my name, it's right there written. I don't know if I'm actually pointing at it because I can't see it. Oh, boom, right there. At Adam Krigler. You can follow me on Twitter. Gab. Actually, on Gab, I'm real at real Adam Krigler. If you're not on Twitter anymore and you moved over to Gab, I'm real Adam Krigler at real Adam Krigler on Gab. But it's actually in the description below. You can find it. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. You guys are fantastic for hanging out with me and watching my show and listening to my music. You guys are the best. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week here on Adamcast IRL.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.